And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
All right, now get your tickets to the 16th annual Damon Williams New Year's Eve Comedy Bash with Jay LaMont, LeVar Walker, Lil Rel, JJ, Chastity Washington. You can get details on starplazatheater.com. Damon Williams, Seriously Ignorant News. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip, as serious as the unlimited ways black people spell Keisha.
K-E-Y.
It's a whole, man, it's about 15 different Keishas. Tell you, they even spell it with a Q.
Shut up.
Seriously.
Like the food quiche, right?
I'm telling you right now, it's about 15 different ways to spell Keisha in the hood.
Oh, my God.
All right. With all the bad press and even this story we mentioned today with police officers catching flack, I have a good refreshing story that where cops are trying to do some good in the hood. Now, all cops are not bogus. We know that, as Jackie stated. Shouts out to the NYPD, in case I end up down there at Carolina. This case comes from Manchester, Kentucky. The local police officers were participating in a community outreach program to improve their relationship with disadvantaged youth. The program was called Shop with a Cop, where a cop pairs up with a kid and the policeman. They take the kids, you know, out, give them a small amount of money, let them go Christmas shopping, or they shop with them for their friends and families.
That's cool.
Well, it is a very nice thing. Shouts out to the police, CPD, state troopers, anyone who ever let me go. Check it out. All right. Well, I guess the money wasn't satisfactory to 29-year-old Samantha Henson, because while her kid was shopping with the cop, she was shoplifting at the Walmart. Seriously.
No.
How stupid can you be to shoplift at a store where you know the cops are there having a promotion? Maybe she would think, you know, maybe nobody would think nobody is dumb enough to steal while the police in here.
Yeah, right.
Wrong. So security noticed her slipping some earrings and other jewelry items worth about $40 under her coat, which means it was some cheap jewelry.
Uh-huh.
So now she done embarrassed her kid, and she done went to jail for shoplifting on Shop with a Cop Day.
Is that insane? Oh, what?
That is seriously ignorant for sure. Now, this next story comes from one of our listeners sent this to me, Mark Bailey, on Twitter. This story came from the state of Florida. I don't know why I get so many stories from Florida. I don't know if the people in Florida are doing a lot of ignorant things or if
the
news is really covering the ignorance on a regular basis. But this story is the case of social media gone too far. A 27-year-old woman has been charged with assault on an elderly person. The elderly person was her own 72-year-old grandmother.
What?
Yep. She repeatedly slapped her grandmother upside the head, get this, for not accepting her friend request on Facebook.
Oh, no.
What?
Yes, indeed. Now, how damn petty is that? First of all, how many people got a grandmother on Facebook?
Right. Let's start with that.
Right. I guess Granny was like, I don't want you all up in my business. I ain't accepting your friendship.
Ooh, and she ain't going to be friends now.
Yeah. And who want to be friends with a 72-year-old anyway? Her status updates to saying stuff like, going to get some greens, watching my stories, about to take my medicine. Did I take my medicine? Going to the bathroom. I'm sure the grandmother was like, that is not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Y'all seen that commercial?
Yes. Oh, that is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and they question the real candy.
That's
not how any of this works. So anyway, Dum Dum has gone to jail for assault on elderly person. And that's the end of that seriously ignorant news story. Seriously. As serious as your bad gift fake face.
What?
You know that face you make when the gift is bogus.
Yep.
Oh,
Jackie, where are you going to be on New Year's Eve?
You know what? I'm going to be at the thank you for asking. I'm going to be at the Cecil restaurant in Harlem hosting a cocktail party for singles.
Oh,
so
get out and see them singles with Jackie and see me at Star Plaza Theater New Year's Eve. That's your Seriously Ignorant News Report.
Yeah.
I'm Damon Williams live from Chicago.
All right. Thank you very much. That is SIN News.
That's
Seriously Ignorant.